When more than one person owns a property, the form of ownership determines what happens to their share when they die, sell, or divorce. Let's go through each one. Tenancy in common is the default when two or more people co-own property. Their shares can be unequal. One owner might hold 70%, another 30%. There is no right of survivorship. When an owner dies, their share passes to their heirs, not automatically to the other owners. And any owner may sell or transfer their own share independently, without the other's consent. Joint tenancy is different. It requires equal shares among all owners, and it carries the right of survivorship. When one owner dies, their share passes automatically to the surviving joint tenants, not to their heirs. But here's the trap. If one joint tenant sells their share to an outsider, that particular share converts to a tenancy in common. The joint tenancy breaks for that share, though it may continue among the remaining original owners. Tenancy by the entirety is available only to legally married spouses. Like joint tenancy, it carries survivorship, but it adds extra protection. Neither spouse can sell, mortgage, or transfer their share alone. Both must agree, together. Here's one. Three unmarried friends co-own a property as joint tenants. One of them dies. What happens to their share? A. It passes to their heirs. B. It passes equally to the two surviving owners. C. It converts to tenancy in common. Or D. It reverts to the state through escheat. The answer is B. That's the entire point of the right of survivorship. A deceased joint tenant's share bypasses their heirs and bypasses probate entirely. It goes straight to the surviving joint tenants, split equally between them. Whether an ownership form carries survivorship is the single fastest way to answer these questions. Practice more at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.